Blog Talk Radio.
Say it loud. I'm blacks. Black and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm blacks. B-L-A-X. Black. B-L-A-C-K. And proud. Say it loud. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital X. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital C.
Who down vote? Hello, Key Swap Healy, the mother tongue at the Tower of Babel. Hey. It's the middle of the week. They call it the hump day. Well, I trust everyone had a pleasant night and a good sleep. Today, we're going to talk about Sir Mr. Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. He created the Eye Protectors. As you can see, I put up, as always, some photos, but unfortunately, I could not find any photos of him because, accordingly, they couldn't find anything. That's what they said, because when I went to look it up, what he created was, in all actuality, was sundress. In 1890, Eye Protectors, which improved upon the eye protection that would be used by firemen, furnace men, as well as others who are often exposed to intense light and for those with poor eyesight. So in other words, you know, welders, welding glasses and all that, but really in all actuality, since he was using it for firemen, furnace men, the welders and so on and so forth, then that was before sundress. So one more time, he did what all black men do is to create something for the whole wide world. Wait a minute. Now, he had two sets of circular wireframes separated by a short distance with hinge tensions on the inner frame only and semi-optic closed discs inserted in both frames to protect the eyes from bright light. They were the first of their kind. They did not provide impact protection. Now, then he had for work the same hours, but the inner cut, yeah. Okay, for persons of weak sight, the same eyewear was used, but the inner cloths had pinholes in the center instead of slits, enabling them to see through the head hole and still have an eye shadow from the light. One wonders if Johnson knew about the pinhole. What do you mean you wonder if he knew about the pinhole effect? Of course he knew about the pinhole effect. One had slits and the other one had pinholes. Unfortunately, not a lot of known about him. Yeah. So, me, when I see from now on any kind of safety glasses, hey, nice pile. What, sunglasses? When I see sunglasses, nice pile Johnson, baby. What do you mean, pile Johnson? That's the man who invented eye protectors. But they was really... Because once you take off, so that's what it was. See, he had two. Yeah. It was two sets of glasses. Two sets of eyeglasses, yeah. Two sets of glasses with space in between. Yeah. So you take one of the sets off and you got your sunglasses. Man, please, one more time. Powell Johnson. That's what I keep telling people. Blacks. BLAX. Black. BLACK. Man, who changed? What? The three Deltas, baby. The whole wide world. One more time. That's what blacks and men do. We change.
Yes. Yeah, I did something wrong then. Yeah. I did something wrong and I messed around and hung up and I didn't mean to hang up. So forgive me for this lapse that occurred at this particular time. Now, as I was saying, from now on, when I look and I see sunglasses, I will call them all Powell Johnsons. From now on, when I look and I see safety glasses, I will call them all Powell Johnson. Sunglasses and safety glasses, Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, who changed the whole wide world, because I ain't studying no Ray-Ban or nobody. None of them, because from this day forward, Powell Johnson created what I look through and protect my eyes from, the sun, the glare. Yeah, I wish I could get more, but anyway, yeah. My bad with that little slip. That was the first time doing that. And hopefully this won't happen again. But NT House, as always, a black man with the three W's, changing the whole wide world. As always. Asante Sana. Thank you very much. Moja Kufenda. One love. Praka. Blessings. Amani. Kutoka. You. Peace. From above.